Yes, hello, good afternoon, Mel. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Will you happen to have a few minutes to help me with the survey? It's only like 3 minutes, Mel. Is that okay?
Sure.
Awesome, thank you so much. Now, are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
I am.
Now, what is your current official party voters registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. Now, when there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you always vote? Most of the time?
Yes.
Some of the time? Okay, thank you. Now, do you recognize the name Ron DeSantis?
Yes.
And is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
And what about Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Keith Gross.
I'm sorry?
Keith Gross.
Keith Gross.
Yes.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, no problem. And what about Rick Scott?
Yes.
Is it favorable or unfavorable?
Rick Scott. Mm-hmm. Favorable.
Thank you. Now, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for who would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
I would have to do some research on that because I'm not for sure who Keith Gross is.
Okay, no problem. Now, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida U.S. Senator?
Mostly.
Okay, so I have two options. Do you approve or disapprove of his job?
Disapprove or approve of Rick Scott's job.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
Honestly, I haven't kept up with that good enough to answer that question.
Okay, no problem. Now, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
I really don't know the answer to that without studying.
No
problem. I'm sorry.
No problem, ma'am. Now, during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chairman of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Now, despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economic, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most tough they will win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or it doesn't have an effect on your vote?
It probably doesn't have an effect without me looking into it for more.
Okay. Now, finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for who would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
At this time, I can't answer that question.
Okay, not a problem. Now, what is your age? Is it 1834, 3549, 5064, or 65 and up?
The 50 category.
Okay. Now, which of the following best describes your race or your ethnicity? Are you white Caucasian, black African-American, Hispanic Latino, or Asian, or other?
White.
White, okay. Now, do you consider yourself Cuban-American, yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Now, in terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself to be a male, female, or something else?
Well, I was born a female. That's part of the problem with these elections.
Okay. Okay, that was the last question on my survey tonight. I want to thank you so much for being so kind and helping me out. This means a lot to me and the company, and I hope you have a great day and a great weekend, Mel.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.